This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Leaders in China signal today they're easing off their crackdown of the deeply indebted real estate sector there that sharply lifted stocks in China today, where the economy has failed to take off strongly after the easing of pandemic. Switching now from mainly urban property to parts more rural, with some people moving back to China's countryside. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack checks into the economics of China's Peach Village.
Peach Village sits in lush mountains right at the start of the Gan River in China's Jiangxi province. Liu Pingfu grew up here.
When I was young, this was all rice paddies and lotus ponds. We picked bamboo shoots up in the mountains and made bamboo paper.
But none of the crops was a big moneymaker. So after Liu Pingfu graduated from junior high school, he traveled 360 miles south to the manufacturing hub of Dongguan.
In the early 2000s, so many people left our village to find work. Even now, about 70 to 80% of villagers are working outside.
His factory salary, along with those of the other residents, was sent back, not to his village, but to buy condos in a nearby county. So who's left? Mostly older people. The local elementary school has closed down for lack of children. Even the crops have changed, says tech coder and resident Hu Hang on the drive up to the village. We switched to peach trees, he says, which is more economical. Economical because growing peach trees requires far fewer workers on this land. Both Hu Hang and Liu Pingfu quit their big city jobs in recent years and have invested in this peach orchard.
Our parents don't approve of us coming back to do agriculture.
Mainly because they're not earning as much as they did in the big cities, not yet. Plus, the village has now been designated a national nature reserve, which means, according to locals, you can't do much else to earn money other than growing peaches. Peach farmer Luo Changgen.
If my children come back to the village after studying for so many years in college, I don't think they can reach their true potential.
But ex-factory worker Liu Pingfu thinks there's a bright future here, selling peaches to wealthy households in the big cities.
People left the countryside to survive. Now they come back because there's hope.
And he says more young people will return to the countryside once growing peaches draws in real money, of course. In Peach Village, Central Jiangxi Province, I'm Jennifer Pack for Marketplace.